I asked my friend and Maverick Local co-founder Joe McClinsky to give us his take on culture. Joe and his team are some of the best in the world at working with mission-driven companies to help them create a culture that creates a competitive advantage. So let's hear from Joe now.
Chapter 11, Culture Regardless, by Joe McClinsky, founder of EntreQuest and co-founder of Maverick Local. It's time to get honest. If you put profits over people, your business will fail. If you think that a good business culture just happens, you are wrong. If you believe that your products and services are so phenomenal that your work environment doesn't matter, you might as well throw in the towel now. If you view developing a successful culture and growing talent as anything but top priorities, you should reconsider, because in this world now, culture is everything. Organizations have always had a culture, although ensuring that it is as positive and productive one hasn't always been a focus. Historically, profits and egos were the most important driving factors behind a company, and opinions didn't count unless they were from the head honchos. Fortunately, business has evolved thanks to civil rights groups, women's rights pioneers, and the millennials. Yes, the millennials, people who were born from 1981 to 1996. They have completely changed the business environment because culture is the only thing this generation cares about. That's why companies like Zappos and Google, which employ lots of millennials, constantly make headlines for setting the bar, blazing the trail, and truly elevating the idea that culture is the priority, not just a priority. So what have we learned from history and from our millennials? Culture trumps everything. It's the leading indicator of leading indicators. The old idea that success drives your culture is a thought of the past. The highest performing companies now know that culture drives success. Why have so many companies been slow to catch on? The answer is because what's behind culture is people. Unless you have a PhD in organizational behavior or psychology or... Chapter 11, Culture Regardless, by Joe McClinsky, founder of EntreQuest and co-founder of Maverick Local. It's time to get honest. If you put profits over people, your business will fail. If you think that a good business culture just happens, you are wrong. If you believe that your products and services are so phenomenal that your work environment doesn't matter, you might as well throw in the towel now. If you view developing a successful culture and growing talent as anything but top priorities, you should reconsider, because in this world now, culture is everything. Organizations have always had a culture, although ensuring that it is a positive and productive one hasn't always been a focus. Historically, profits and egos were the most important driving factors behind a company, and opinions didn't count unless they were coming from the head honchos. Fortunately, business has evolved thanks to civil rights groups, women's rights pioneers, and the millennials. Yes, the millennials, people who were born between 1981 and 1996. They have completely changed the business environment because culture is the only thing this generation cares about. That's why companies like Zappos and Google, which employ lots of millennials, constantly make headlines for setting the bar, blazing the trail, and truly elevating the idea that culture is the priority, not just a priority. So what have we learned from history and from our millennials? Culture trumps everything. It's the leading indicator of leading indicators. The old idea that success drives your culture is a thought of the past. The highest performing companies now know that culture drives success. Why have so many companies been slow to catch on? The answer is because what's behind our culture is people. Unless you have a PhD in organizational behavior, psychology, or neuroscience, you probably aren't sure how to influence, motivate, and inspire the most complex being on the planet, the human. Let's face it, we humans fail at influencing, motivating, and inspiring other humans because we are human too. Even the people we're supposed to look up to are inefficient and broken. And we struggle with things like change, commitment, and honoring our character. We don't handle change all that well. The world has changed a lot and faster than we can handle, including the way we think, the way we communicate, and what we know about people. Our attention spans have dropped from 20 minutes to 9 seconds, shorter than a goldfish. We once thought the three C's, compliance, control, and compensation, were the best way to lead people, when in fact there is hard science to back up the premise that we should focus on the three P's, purpose, passion, and performance. Dan Pink does a great job of explaining this in what he calls motivational 3.0 in his book Drive. According to retired Harvard Business School professor and leadership expert Dr. John Cotter, 70% of major efforts to create change in organizations fail. This is true and insane. We suck at commitment. When something is broken, we replace it rather than make it better. This is evident in marriage divorce rates, employee turnover, technology upgrades, car trade-ins, and pretty much everything we can get our hands on. We've stopped sticking with things instead of favoring replacement over commitment. As a society, we are no longer committed to seeing things through. Putting in the hard work to make something last, or figuring out how to fix something. In fact, we can't even keep our promises to ourselves. This cultural shift causes major problems in business. We've become complacent. As a human race, we are settling. A staggering 70% of the American workforce is not engaged or is actively disengaged from their work. According to Gallup's 2013 State of the American Workforce Report, of those 70%, 50% are sleepwalking through their job, and 20% are miserable. This is a cultural challenge. We are so complacent that instead of leaving a poor job for something more meaningful, we stay. Don't confuse this behavior with commitment. If we were committed, we would be trying to make things better. No, 70% of the American workforce isn't doing that. They're staying put, settling, and letting their lives pass them by. Not out of commitment, but out of complacency. Our character is in question. Societal character creates a huge problem for our business environment. Everybody gripes about the government, with good reason. It's a mess. But the problem is the vast majority of people are completely ignorant about politics and government. They have no idea how a bill is passed, how electoral colleges work, or what the Supreme Court's purpose actually is. Yet despite a lack of actual knowledge, there are no shortages of opinions, complaints, or heckles from the peanut gallery. To make matters worse, the minority that do understand politics have stopped listening or learning and no longer work toward or even look for progress. The very few that are actively engaged in the political landscape don't think about long-term consequences or big-picture repercussions and, as a result, keep voting in the same ineffective people and plugging in the same unproductive party lines. And employees carry this attitude into their workplaces, preferring to remain ignorant of the impact of their actions and choices on the business as a whole or its long-term goals. Change depends on each of us. We must start paying attention and commit to learning and knowledge. Studies have been conducted on how many people absorb news, and they've shown that people tend to avoid sources that don't agree with their opinions. Rather, they watch the shows and listen to the program that merely repeats and reinforces what they already think is right or wrong. We have every kind of information available to us, but we don't take the time to develop diverse interests or opinions. For example, we get stuck reading the same kind of books over and over. Those who like leadership might read a lot of books about it, but don't read history, even though it provides vital context to the effectiveness or failure of leadership. To have an awake and engaged culture, we must learn about all different aspects of life and be able to come up with our own ideas based on knowledge and comprehension. To change or develop a business culture, each member of the organization needs to be encouraged to wake up and pay attention to all the information that is relevant to the company's success, whether they agree with it or not. And leaders need to be mindful of their opinions of their employees when they are based on knowledge or experience. Culture is a mirror. Here's the underlying principle why our government is such a mess. Politics is the mirror of a society's culture. Our current culture is one of entitlement and lack of responsibility. So why would politics be any different? If our cultural values, money over health, and protection of natural resources, for example, then why would we care what corporations do as long as shareholders are getting dividends? If we are a culture of replacement rather than commitment, why should politicians care about the long-term impact of their decisions more than their chances of getting reelected in the short term? The answer is, unfortunately, we don't care, and neither do they. The real heart of the matter is, culture is a mirror of the people in it. There's no secret society that makes us behave the way we do. We seem to have the notion that cultural change can only come from the power, from the people with power, the people at the top, but it's not true. Actually, while there is some truth that it starts and ends at the top, really, change is in the hands of every person. Our current culture is a direct result of we, the people, buying into whatever is easiest. Most of the people who run the government are in their positions because the people voted them there. We aren't happy with them, yet only half of the country actually votes. Just think how powerful the voice of the people would be if we all got serious about creating the government we want and acted accordingly. It's the behavior of the people in a culture that sets the cultural norms. It wouldn't matter what government said if individuals held themselves to a higher standard and acted on their convictions from a place of knowledge and compassion. So how do we build a world-class culture in our businesses in light of these challenges? We have to start with honesty and truth from each one of us, every individual from the top down. It is then, as a collective of individuals sharing a common environment, that we create the culture we live and work in. Creating culture in business. Your business has a culture, and its culture will drive growth and determine success or failure. If your company isn't doing well, you could easily blame the economy or even the government, but that's not going to get you anywhere. Just the way you live your life reflects your personal culture. The way you run your business creates its culture. That culture determines your business thrives or dies. It really is that fundamental. You probably have a great product, but so do your competitors. If you're in a service industry, you may be the best in your niche. But before long, some young genius is going to come along with a newer and better way to do things. So if you want to stay in the game, you've got to develop the right culture in your business. A company's culture is driven by the experiences of the people who work there, and their experiences are often driven by the management style of the organization. A lot of managers believe that they understand what motivates people, and based on their actions, on their own life experiences, rather than on what latest neuroscience says about how the brain works. Even though most people in leadership positions didn't major in history, philosophy, neuroscience, or psychology, they hold on to the belief in the effectiveness of the old school philosophy of command, control, and compensation, despite proof that it doesn't work. This approach is not reasonable, rational, or even relevant to the times. To build a world-class culture, you need to step into the 21st century paradigm and accept that times have changed. The four R's of creating world-class culture. Today, developing successful culture in your companies as well as your life requires implementing the four R's. Get real, be respectful, create results, and stay relevant. These four tenets form the foundation of a successful business. Here's a deeper look into each of them. Number one, get real. A successful business culture is based foremost on honesty. You have to get honest with your customers as well as your team. The Extraordinary Leader, a book by James Cousy and Barry Posner, cites a study that found 89% of research participants identified honesty among the most important attributes of a leader. Sometimes the truth hurts, but its pain is what creates growth and allows progress. We love people like Howard Stern and Simon Cowell, not because we agree with them, but because what they say what they think, and we respect their opinions. Most people don't like them and are looking for their agreement. But you don't have to love what Simon Cowell says, but you have to appreciate when he's saying it, he doesn't have an agenda, he's just saying what he thinks. But it's not about agreeing with everything someone says. It's about acceptance, acknowledgement, and appreciation of their views. We need more books written and movies made on the power of honesty. It's hard work being honest. Sometimes you have to put up to pretty embarrassing things. And a lot of the time you have to share aspects about yourself you'd rather not. But facing the truth is an important part of being successful. This impacts how you conduct and manage your business too. To have an accurate view of your company, the old system of managers being evaluated by their peers needs to give way to a new process that includes reviews from those they lead as well as the customers they serve. If you want to truly learn what your employees' experiences are like in your company, have them evaluate their managers and your own leadership. In your business, just like anything else in life, it takes hard work and honesty to get where you want to go. Credibility is everything in business. It's about having integrity, truly backing up what you say. On the other hand, radical honesty is an idea based that has created quite a bit of fodder for sitcoms. But just being honest doesn't give you an exemption from the consequences of your words, which leads us to the next R. Number two, be respectful. If you treat someone like a child, they will act like it. Most of us were taught leadership from the perspective of a parent-child relationship. The parent tells the child what to do and is in control and is the boss. Respect, on the other hand, emerges in adult-to-adult relationships and requires trust, transparency, and mutual understanding in addition to honesty. It's a two-way street that must be co-created. Aside from its place within the realm of common courtesy, if respect isn't shown to your employees, you're going to lose them. They have options, and when it comes to business, they will vote with their feet and will be out the door if you treat them badly or disrespect them. To be respectful, you need to extend grace. How do you reconcile honesty with grace? How do you tell an unpleasant truth without being a jerk? The answer is that it requires knowledge, compassion, and practice. It's challenging, but it's also a necessary part of building a successful business. You're not Simon Cowell or Howard Stern. Your team did not sign up for an environment where honest feedback becomes a contest in which public crucifixion is part of the game. In the workplace and everywhere else, you should always consider that people will do what they see you do. If you want people to treat you with respect and treat your customers with respect, then that's how you treat them. Remember the saying, treat your employees like your clients and your clients like employees. Number three, create results. Talk is cheap. At the end of the day, our efforts are measured by our results. Looking at what we've accomplished provides the ultimate guidepost to tell us whether we are on or off track. From a business standpoint, you have to produce an environment that positivity reflects and fosters the culture you embrace. Success is about making real progress against your goals. Sometimes success can be achieved by merely going through the motions or maintaining a well-oiled machine, but more often, creating results requires rising to the occasion. You have to get an honest look around your organization and take action to get the result you need. In society today, corporate success is no longer only about hitting business sales goals. Employees now want their work to be meaningful. USA Today regularly conducts polls, and one of the questions they like to ask is why people leave a company they work for. The number one or two reason most often is that they leave because of a poor relationship with their boss. But the number three or four reason is that they aren't making meaningful progress. Statistics show that we are not as content with a job that just grinds us along for 40 hours a week to get a paycheck. If we want to do something important, something real, and we want to be on a winning team, when we go to work and feel like we've accomplished something good, not only do they feel good, but we're more likely to stick around and be successful. Number four, stay relevant. No matter how amazing you or your business are, you have a culture that emphasizes being relevant. This requires staying up to date in your field, paying attention to what's trending and what's most important. The two questions you should constantly ask yourself are, what really matters? What's most important? You've got to create a culture where you always look at where you are and where you want to go. Then you use your knowledge of what's relevant and what's important to determine how you're going to get there. To be successful, stay relevant to your customers and your employees. Pay attention to the latest innovations and the new best practices in your field, and always be on the lookout for new ideas. That doesn't mean you should steal every new idea that comes along. Rather, pay attention to what others are doing in your field and consider how you could be better. Cultural change takes work, but the payoff is worth it. Despite the bad economy of recent years, many small businesses have grown into large businesses. A handful, like Tom's Shoes and Motley Fool, and tech companies like Facebook and Google, have grown to levels that were unforeseeable when they were founded. If we look inside businesses like this that are thriving, we see that they have developed outstanding corporate cultures. Culture doesn't change overnight. It starts with making small changes, and the effects add up over time. In the end, your ability to build a world-class culture is an evolved enterprise is like building and developing six-pack abs. Everyone wants them, but the one that achieves them are the ones that are willing to truly do the work to make it happen. It's time to get honest, grace, and an amazing amount of discipline and accountability to become the cultural norm in your business. Start with your personal life, and then you'll be better positioned to bring a successful culture into your business. What's the payoff of your new culture? As you raise the bar of the cultural expectations in your business, you may be pleasantly surprised to find ways of having a meaningful impact on the rest of the world too.
Joe McClinsky grew up in one of Baltimore's oldest and toughest neighborhoods and graduated from high school with one of the worst graduation rates in the state to beat the odds. Named one of Maryland's most admired CEOs, he has helped more than 400 companies, including his own, prosper through some of the worst economic times in history. He's the founder of EntreQuest, which helps organizations grow regardless of their size, their industry, or the economy. Joe is also the author of Grow Regardless, an instant New York Times and USA Today bestseller, and he can be found at EntreQuest.com. Joe is also the co-founder of Maverick Local at maverick local.com, along with me, an invitation-only network of entrepreneurs connecting in local city chapters to support each other's biggest business goals and co-create a noteworthy community impact.